again, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Pub Quiz. How you all doing? And how did you get on with last week's golden question? We'll be announcing all the winners in due course. And stay tuned until after the answers to the first 10 questions, and you'll get your chance to enter and maybe win £100. Right, question number one, music. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, which legendary American singer sadly passed away recently at the age of 83? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. In 1927, aviator Charles Lindbergh became the first person to do what in his plane, the Spirit of St. Louis? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. What is the capital of Canada? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Which quiz show, which is still on air today, was the first programme shown by Channel 4 when it launched on the 2nd of November 1982? I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, general knowledge. Which three events make up an Olympic triathlon? And if you get them in the right order, you get a bonus point. Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Jarvis Cocker was the lead singer with which 90s Britpop group? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. Which country left the League of Nations, that was the forerunner to the United Nations, in 1933? Was it A, Germany, B, the USA, or C, Japan? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. Kulfi, yeah, that's what I said, is a type of ice cream that comes from which country? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. Which movie director, known for his frenetic style and heavy use of CGI, directed Armageddon, The Rock and Transformers? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. Which pantomime and fairy story features the Ugly Sisters? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, let's have some answers, shall we? And, of course, your chance to win £100 with this week's golden question. But answers first. Question number one was music. Known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, which legendary American singer very sadly passed away recently at the age of 83? It was, of course, the wonderful Miss Tina Turner. Question number two, history. In 1927, aviator Charles Lindbergh became the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic. He wasn't the first to fly across the Atlantic. No, that was two British guys. Of course they were, John Alcock and Arthur Brown. But he was the first person to do it on his own. Question number three, around the world. What is the capital of Canada? It's Ottawa. Question number four, entertainment. Which quiz show was the first programme to be shown by Channel 4? That was Countdown. Question number five, general knowledge. Which three events make up an Olympic triathlon? In the right order. They are swimming, cycling and running. You get a point if you got them, but not in the right order. And you get an extra point if you got them in the right order. Question number six, music. Jarvis Cocker was the lead singer, of course, of Pulp. Question number seven, history. Which country left the League of Nations in 1933? Well, you know, it was a bit of a sign of things to come because it was A, Germany. Question number eight, food and drink. Kulfi is a type of ice cream that comes from India. Question number nine, entertainment. Which movie director directed Armageddon, The Rock and Transformers? The inventor of Bayhem, of course, Michael Bay. And question number 10, general knowledge. Which pantomime stroke fairy tale features the ugly sisters? That is Cinderella. Right, it's golden question time. Now, dare I ask, do we actually have a fanfare this week? Oh, we do. Oh, well, go on then. Wow, that was worth waiting for, wasn't it? Anyway, the golden question is, what is the official currency of India? Do you know the answer? If you know the answer, then if you're listening on a digital assistant, you'll get a link in your app round about now. And if you're on the podcast version, the link will be in the show notes below. And good luck, everyone.